Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. I just welcome everyone, and we are going into a word of prayer. Can you bow your head for me or kneel? Thank you. Father in heaven, we come before your throne just to say thank you for life, health, strength. Carry us throughout the day with your protection. You fed us, Lord. And also, dear Lord, we go into on the street and you brought us back home safely. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Provide for us the food, shelter, clothing, and also a peace of mind. We thank you for your words, Lord, as encouragement and the words of light that you have given unto us. Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. And as we gather at your welcome table this evening, Lord, we are asking you, Lord, that the fresh bread from heaven that you provided for us, Lord, with the words, Holy Spirit, that it will abide in our heart and that we will be refreshed and also rejuvenate and also, dear Lord, to carry out your work, to share. We saw what is happening over the world. And dear Lord, you told us it's going to happen. Well, we thank you for your words of encouragement, the promises that you have given unto us. So we ask you to bless each heart, each one who come to share this evening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Welcome, my dear beloved, on this line, Health Thursday. We are going to open the line for our first scripture passage. And our first scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30. I don't see me as, and last part of 30. If you would like to read a scripture, my dear beloved, I would like you to identify yourself by putting up your hand that I can know to open your line. Well, okay, all right. Thank you. 518-482, your line is open. Welcome again.
Yes, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line and giving me the privilege of reading our scripture reading for today, Health Thursday. He says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for your first scripture. The second scripture passage is taken from John, 3 John 1-4, and Sister Angelique will read for us.
3 John 1-4. The elder unto the well-beloved Caius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Thank you, my dear sister, for reading the second chapter. God wants to hear us. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children on this line, my children on Advent, Health, or Night, walk in the truth. And to walk in the truth, my dear beloved, we have to represent Christ, that we are able to walk in the truth. With our own self, we cannot walk in the truth. And when we have the truth, we are going out to share the word of God and the good news that God has given unto us. I thank you again, my dear beloved. And our third scripture is taken from Revelation 22, and I'm going to open the line for this reader. 225-337, your line is open. Ken.
Amen, amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I'm calling from Zachary, Louisiana, and I will read Revelation 22:1-3, I believe. And he showed
one
me
to two.
A pure river, or 1-2, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My dear sister, thank you all for reading, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Angelique, and also Sister Leola and Sister. We saw what God provided for his children, right? He provided the food first that his children are supposed to partake of. And also he told us about when we get that food and have that true message, we have to go and share it. So he wants us to be prosper and be in good health, and he also wants us to share the truth to all those. And again, Sister Leola, he gave us the river, right? He's telling us that that river that will flow through that tree of life will be a water, the pure crystal water, no water that polluted, right? And he is also going to give us back the tree of life. and that tree of life will bear 12 manner of fruit, and it will yield its fruit every month for meat and also for the leaves for healing. So, my dear beloved, God loves us so much, and because he loves us so much, he made all the provision for us. So I am going to hold forward, open the song, sing the song here, our opening song. And it said, because we know that he's coming again, right? And he's coming for a prepared people. After we learn the truth, have the truth, show the truth, he said one day soon and very soon, we have to be ready to enter into that eternal life, rest with him. So we are looking forward, all of us who read this evening and all who join hands this evening is looking forward for his coming. Sister Leola, are you looking forward for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Sure, right? So we know that Jesus is coming soon. So I will sing the song and welcome again. And then we will go in where, you know, we can start, you know, share some of the wonderful things that you have been using to boost your immune system and also sharing with others. So we'll just sing this or opening song. When he cometh, when he cometh, to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels. Yes. Yes, my dear beloved, sorry about that. There was a technical difficulty. I was dropped off the line, so I am back now. Okay, so I'm going to start open the line. I finished the song. You guys may not hear the last portion of it, but I finished the song. And I'm going to give you the opportunity now, my dear beloved. Welcome, everyone. Again, on Advent Light Health Thursday, I'm giving you the opportunity now that you can share, you know, some of the beautiful moments you have with the Lord and also the things, the natural remedy that you have been using to boost your immune system. We know that the Lord gave us 8 health laws, and those laws are directing us and allowing us, you know, how we must treat our body. And the 8 health laws is New Start and nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. So, my dear beloved, I am going to start open the line now for you to share. 240-988, your line is open. All right. Sister Annie, you my line, you can. Well, we're going to have my open. 225-337, your line is open. 225-337, your line is open. Can you check your line, your number, 225-337? Eight oh four two three eight. Your line is open. You're hearing me? 804-238. You guys are hearing?
Not. What happened? Yes.
404.
What?
404-238. Your line is open. Eight oh 404-238, your line is open.
No, You're not on mute.
Hello?
Not 225-337,
your line is open.
Oh, Sister Powell, I can hear you now.
Yes, I am. I'm calling, and you're just here now, Sister Leo?
Yes, I'm just hearing you. Okay, you opening my line to share so I can share?
Yes, I open your line to share because I'm trying to talk and I haven't been hearing no one.
Yeah, I can hear you now. So let's close 804. I was just trying to see if anyone could hear me. So, and I will share about blueberry. Okay, sisters and brothers, sharing a blueberry. Blueberry is for, let me go back to my, it says, blueberry is a fruit closer related to bilberry. I mean, bilberry is closer to the fruit blueberry. And this is the use of bilberry. It's a supplement used. Should be individually and vetted by the healthcare professional. That's what they say. They want us to follow the healthcare professionals. But we know, as the Bible says, he's given us the leaves and the trees. So I'm going to share what blueberry is good for. It's good for eye health. Blueberry is often touted as a remedy for certain eye conditions. These included glaucoma, a condition caused by pressure of the eye, cataract of the eye, dry eye, age-related macular degenerate, loss of vision due to aging, and the retina, the pigmentosus, a rare disease of light sensitive, and eye fatigue and night vision. All these things, and these I want to share a couple more things, and then it says it can also be an inflammatory bowel disease. It says IBD. It says bilberry has I cannot pronounce this word. It got a pronouncing on it, and it's spelled anthocyanins. It say which are to believe to act as an oxidative stress in the body. A small few studies that this blueberry helps to reduce inflammation by reducing inflammatory that promote inflammatory in the body. So it also helps heart disease. And all these things, it helps gingivitis, that's in the gums. It helps varicose veins. Also, age related to cognitive decline. So blueberry has all these health things. And brothers and sisters, we should look it up and see for ourselves. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And that's all I will share. Now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining, and also thank you for sharing the benefits of blueberry. And my dear beloved, I do hope that you guys are taking this information down and can go and find out for yourself, check it out for yourself, right? And these things are natural health. You get a natural health benefit from all these things. It helps also the lungs, it helps veins, it helps the colon, it helps us from our inflammation, you know, so it's very important for us to really check it. I just want to thank you again for joining. Welcome to all those who joined, those who are listening on the internet from the Netherlands, or those who are listening from Canada, and also from Asia, China, Jamaica, West Indies, Louisiana, those who are also joining us from Tennessee, Texas and all over the island. We welcome you all. And now, my dear beloved, this is the moment that you have a little time to know that you can spend a little time sharing some of the things that you have been using to boost your immune system and that you are sharing with others to educate them about the health principles that we all have because our Father loves us so much. He gave us these promises and also gave us these natural remedies for us to utilize. So I'm going to open this line. It's 111. This is your line.
Yes,
open.
Yes, my dear. What, this is Brother Mike. What's your name?
What you're asking, I don't hear it.
My name is Mike, and yourself?
Okay, my name is Sister Powell.
Josephina. Okay, thank you very much for taking my call. Anyway, bottom line is a natural remedies for many diseases are much better than, you know, taking pills. And especially in North America, they always promote generic medication. And they keep saying generic medication is same as brand name. That's the false information. And please don't believe the pharmacist. Don't believe your doctor. And your doctor is right. Anything for generic. Generic is maybe 60%, 50% the same. And they have their own materials on top of it. So it's not even, you see, when it's brand name, they have research, they have tested on the humanity, but generic never tested on humanity. And it's something, it's maybe look like, but it's not look like. So they give generic to the world and poison us with the generic drugs. And as much as possible, many people are in different, you can get in different categories. Maybe it costs them $4 or $20 for any brand name. So I ask you from now, always ask your pharmacist to give you, brand name, and especially if you are in the different, getting help from state or getting help from other pharmaceuticals, waiver, or even, you know, there are many, many grants are available. Even you can call the company for that XYZ medication and get that brand kicking, because at least, you know, I mean, not 100% all the brands may work for you, because with the brands you may have a side effect too. But with the generic of it,
I interject, sister?
Yes.
I didn't get the name of the supplement that you're talking about.
Oh, okay. There is a document actually called Bottle of Lies. And
Bottle of Lies.
Yeah, Bottle of Lies. Yes, Bottle of Lies. And this was a journalist that they give assignment to her. They said, please go and find out what the hell is going on. And she went to Asia. She went to China, India, and many other parts. And she came to a conclusion that even, for example, Pfizer sent, you know, people to check out how they make their drugs in.
Okay, we're having a lot of questions. We're having a lot of questions on what you're saying here, Bottle of Lies. we're going to have give someone an opportunity to perhaps ask question, make a suggestion or what, because the this is a testimony time as to what we are using, what you have used, or what you know for sure has worked. These are personal experiences that we want to get more information on.
Yes, you know what happens, that generic is just another poison that they give you to poison your beautiful body.
Yes, brother.
And
generic
is not the same as brand. You have to know generic is not the same as brand, and especially Aetna. If you have Aetna insurance, just drop it off. Aetna sucks. Aetna, insurance, they don't approve anything. They don't approve your brand name, and they push for generic only.
Oh, yes, Brother Mike, thank you for sharing. And, you know, you can call this number after, and we can have some more information on Bottle of Life, right? Bottle of Life. Well, right now we are sharing.
YouTube it, or search any search engine. You put Bottle of Life, interview, or is a book, actually.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Advent Light, and we are asking you to continue join us. We love to get new brothers and sisters joining us so that we can share some of the natural things that God have given unto us, and also just, you know, not just hear it from ourselves, but so carry the message out there to the dying world. So thank you again for joining.
Sure. Thank you, dear.
Okay. God bless. Okay. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's merciful. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because he is good. He's an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. And I have a prayer request, Sister Powell, before I pray for someone on the fly.
Brother Eli,
yeah.
We just asking you at this time, please, if you could just give your request and prayer. I will call at you to prayer when we actually close the meeting. We are having a lot of people here now need to. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Powell, my prayer request is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Powell. My mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Powell, please lift up Brother Anthony Freeman, that the Lord will give him communication skills. Pray for Brother Anthony Freeman that God will give him the communication. And don't forget to pray for Sister Janelle. Lift up Sister Janelle in prayer. Sister Powell is J-A-N-E-L-L-E. Sister Janelle. Lift up Sister Janelle in prayer. Pray for her family. And Sister Powell, my other prayer request is to... don't forget to lift up Brother Javel in prayer, because Brother Javel Paul needs a lot of prayer. He needs the Lord and Sister Power. He needs to go to a school status. Pray for Brother Javel that God will bless him. May God bless you all, Sister Power, and hallelujah, Sister Power. God bless you all on the prayer line, brothers and sisters. Keep the faith in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eli, for joining and sharing. Sure, we will be praying for Brother Javel, Janelle, and all the family. I just want to thank you for joining. Yes, I will open the line now for Sister Angeline, who will give you awesome testimony of some things that she has been doing.
Okay, so good night, everyone. So good to be joining you guys again, you know. It's always a pleasure and a joy just being a part of this group. Recently, I was called on by some friends who sort of know my history of self-healing, you know, with the aid of God's natural resources. And so one of the sisters, she is in her 80s, actually. This morning when I spoke with her and I said, "How are you doing?" She told me her response was confused. And I said, "Praise the Lord." And she says, "You're praising the Lord because I told you I'm confused?" I said, "Yes, I am praising God because you are acknowledging what is happening to you. You are aware that some things are happening to you." And then I asked her to share with me. And as she shared with me, I was able to go back to her. I questioned her about some of the things that we often do together, or when we talk, we share. And she has basically set aside some things. And so I reminded her that she should use the soursop. This a combination of soursop and rosemary powder, okay? And after reminding her that what she should be using, she promised me that she was going to make a cup of tea right away and she was going to have it. Later on in the afternoon, I was amazed when I checked back on her. She told me she felt so much better. Now, that is my testimony as to the healing powers of God's natural herbs. That is the leaf of the soursop. All I did for her was to pick the nice green, no spots on those leaves, and I dried it out, you know, inside, not in the sunlight. And I did the same with the rosemary, and then I powder them together, and I call that her sleeping pill. What that does is actually works on her nerve. It works on the nerve. It relaxes the nerve. It stimulates. It brings on rest. And so if you have a problem, if you are one of those who have to take a pill to sleep, that is actually a natural alternative to any kind of sleeping disorder, and it has absolutely no side effects. Where you take a sleeping pill, you wake up, you're feeling still a little drowsy and stuff like that. This actually, you go to sleep, you sleep well, you wake up with energy. And so this is the testimony that I wish to share with you, knowing that God has made provision for all our needs.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Angie, for sharing our soursop leaf and also rosemary. Rosemary is good, natural, as we read a while ago, what God has given unto us in where? Genesis 1:29, right? He gave us the tree and also the leaf of the tree, and for both food and for healing process. So we just want to thank you, Sister Angelique, for sharing that, and that your friend got some comfort while she took it. God is so good, my dear beloved. So we just want to thank you for sharing. And my dear, I am going to ask you if you want to share. Please can put and let identify yourself by putting up your hands that I can open your line. But as tonight is Health Reform Thursday, we want to thank Sister Carla for putting out these wonderful quotes each night about health. And so this one read like this, education is health principle was never more needed than now.
notwithstanding the wonderful progress in so many lines relating to the comfort and conveniences of life, even to sanitary matter and to the treatment of disease, the decline in physical vigor and power of endurance is alarming. It demands the attention of all who have a heart, the well-being of their fellow men. So, my dear beloved, we have to have the well-being of our fellow men. We cannot just have them the message, right? The everlasting gospel message of truth for self alone. The Lord wants us to share. So that is the reason why we all join this line. Each one of us on this line have been using things, a natural remedy, you know, and they have been getting some help, some cure from these remedy, and they are sharing it with their brothers and sisters. So I just want to give God time. We just want to give God, not I alone, want to give God thanks for what he has done for us. God is so good. He's so great, right? And before we go in prayer, my dear beloved, open this line so that we can share some of the things that we have been using to boost our immune system. We ask you to put up your hand so we can open your line. So we have 518-482. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Pavel, for opening your line. First of all, I would like to let you know that your friend will be funeralizing tomorrow. Ripley will be gone now. I'll be there. Life is short, you know, no matter how long you live. Don't be deceived into thinking that you have lots of time to live, for Christ especially, and to enjoy your loved ones. Do what you know you should. Live for God today. Then, no matter when your life ends, you will have fulfilled God's plan for you. So this is my little quote for today. And I would like to, you know, just to tell us that something that we all know, and that is that little thing that we call ginger, that root, ginger. Everyone on this line knows ginger. Ginger promotes, you know, it promotes cleansing. It cleanses the system through your perspiration. I could tell you that because if you take a hot cup of ginger tea, it makes you perspire. It suppresses menstruation and scanty urine. And it brings something into your system, heat. It gives your body heat whenever you drink ginger. It gives you, it raises the body temperature. And I don't think they have anything that else that they have right now I'm thinking about could compare with ginger. It is helpful in dealing with sickness, air sickness, you know, those of us who travel, and every kind of motion sickness. And if you have colic, you know what is that, and colon, it helps cramp. It stimulates circulation. Ginger is such a powerful herb. Take it when you have a cold, because this is something that everybody gets and it's going wrong right now. Take it on the onset of cold to ease effects of unusual symptoms. Because I had to give my husband that because he had just a few weeks ago, he had caught a cold and he brought it home to me. And that is what we did. Ginger. So ginger is very important. When you have a cold, don't delay. Ginger with what else? Garlic.
Amen.
Amen. And it is good for cough too. If you're coughing and you have cramps, indigestion, so many things, headache, morning sickness, nausea, sinus congestion, it's a killer for sore throat and wounds to stimulate the flow of saliva. it suits the throat too. So that is my little contribute to our health program for tonight.
Amen.
Well, good pray for your friend.
Who is that?
Ripley Gardner, she passed. Tomorrow is Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Okay,
I will give you
Okay. Give my sympathy, my condolence, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, praise. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for joining and also share the importance and health benefit of ginger and garlic. And I can say that's really true. That's my basic tea, you know, ginger tea and also garlic and lemongrass, my dear beloved. You know what? This is Sister Bob. God is so good. He's so great to me that not even a cold, you know, in the tropical island, and we have change of weather, you know, I have not even a cold. So I give God thanks for the natural remedy that we have been using. And I just want to thank everyone on this line for sharing these things because, you know, it's really good. And I can say that, you know, it can help us, cause us not to be running to and fro to the medical doctor. I'm not saying that we are not supposed to go to the medical doctor, but you know what? These natural remedies have been helping us, that every one of us on this line is sharing so that we can have better ideas and also we can have something that when we hear, because the medical missionary work is the right arm to the gospel, my dear beloved. And you know what? This is the time and the opportunity that we can evangelizing, because we are talking to brothers and sisters out there and they are sharing their experiences with us. And we are also here to share some of these benefits that God have given unto us. So I just want to thank you all for joining. Thank you for sharing. And now is the time. We are going in prayer and we are asking, you know, Brother Eli came on the line and he asked him for prayer, want us to pray for his brothers and his sister, Janelle and Jahari and all his mother, himself, Anthony, and all that. We have a person who came on the line, Brother Mike, came from the line as a new individual. We ask you to lift them up in prayer. And now, Brother Eli, I told you we would give you the chance. And we are asking you, please, just a short prayer, one of the prayer. Can you pray? I'm asking you to pray for Sister Leola, comfort for Sister Leola and her family. And also, I'm asking you prayer for our speaker, those two individuals, and then we're going to have some more prayer. So we just ask you for a short prayer, Brother Eli. Please, 857-505, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen, amen. Let us do a word of prayer, my dear sister. And Sister Powell, can you do the second prayer, my dear sister, for Brother Javel? Let me do the first one, my dear sister. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, Father, because, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. Oh, God, you are the God of everything. You are the God of control. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, you are merciful, God. You are awesome, God. Oh, God, I want to say hallelujah, Lord, because, God, you are good for us, Lord. God, I want to lift us up to power, God, who is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless us to power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to give us the power, the strength, Lord. We ask God to give us the power, deliverance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to bless Sister Powell, God, from Jamaica, Lord. Watch over Sister Powell, God, in Jamaica, Father. Oh, God, I want to lift up Sister Tamiko's family to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Tamiko's family, Lord. Oh, Father, we cry out to you, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Tamiko's family, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Tamiko's family, Father. Oh, God, I want to lift up Sister Tamiko to you, Lord. Lord. Allow her to have the faith in you, Father. Oh, God, we call out your name, God, at this moment, Lord. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord. Oh, God, I want to lift her brother Javel's family to you, God. God, I want to lift her brother Javel to you, Lord. We ask God to allow him to be a Seventh-day Adventist, Lord. We ask God to allow brother Javel, God, to baptize underwater, Lord. We ask God to baptize brother Javel, God, underwater, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to baptize him, Lord, in the Seventh-day Adventist, Lord. We ask God to bless him, God, in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, I want to lift for Sister Miola to you, Lord. God, at this moment, God, Sister Miola need comfort, Lord. We ask God to comfort her, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, Father. Oh, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, you are marvelous, God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lord. Oh, God, bless Sister Miola, Father. Oh, God, Sister Miola, call out your name, God. Oh, God, you are faithful, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Father. Oh, God, we want to lift up Brother Mike, God, who is new on this prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, to allow him to come in the chat and truth prayer line too, Lord. In the chat and truth prayer line, Lord. Allow Sister Power, God, to share the number with him, Lord, at the moment, Lord. We ask God to allow Sister Power, God, to share the line, God, and Sister Stephanie's line, Lord. We ask God to allow him, God, to have Bible study, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Brother Mike, Lord. We ask God to allow Brother Mike, God, to keep the faith in you, Father. We ask God to allow him to be obedient, God. You're good for Brother Mike, Lord. Allow him to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow Brother Mike, God, to give you thanks, Father. Oh, God. Oh, God. Allow Brother Mike to say, victory is mine. Joy is mine. Happiness is mine. Peace is mine in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, God. Allow Brother Mike, God, to open his mouth, God, and say, peace is mine. Joy is mine. Faithfulness is mine. And victory is mine. Victory is mine in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We
Amen.
Ask God to cover his window post, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover
Amen.
His window post, Lord. Cover his window. Cover his door, God. Bless Amen. Everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. Strengthen everyone, God. Bless Sister Carla, Lord. God, watch over her, Lord. Watch over the speaker, God. Bless the speaker. Bless Sister Stephanie, Lord. Cover her, Lord. God, cover Sister Power. Bless Sister Destinelli, God. Bless Sister Destinelli, Lord. Watch over Sister Bonity, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for us. Right? And we ask the other prayer, 843-206. Can you do a general prayer again for us, please?
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my life, Mr. Powell. This is Tanika from Florida. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful to be here tonight on this Thursday evening. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we thank you for this precious evening that you have brought us all here together. Dear Lord, you said we're two or more are gathered, there you are in our midst. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We magnify your great and holy name. And we glorify your great and holy name. We thank you so much for Sister Powell. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her and bless her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Bless her precious Jews in Jamaica, dear Lord. Bless her ministry work that she's doing. Continue to strengthen her. Guide and keep and protect her at all times. Cover her under your blood, Lord. That no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper. That every time that shall rise up against her shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we lift her up to you tonight, and we also pray for her daughter, Sister Stephanie. Please, we ask for healing in her body, Lord. Continue to heal every cell, every organ in her body. You are the great physician, Lord. By your stripes, we are healed. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing, Sister Stephanie. Continue to bless her children, KJ and Kaja. Bless them, Heavenly Father. Keep them covered under your precious holy blood, that nothing can harm nor hurt them. Be with them every step of the way, Heavenly Father. We ask that you breathe your breath on her, O God, and give her favor over her life and over her classroom. Be with each and every one of her students in her classroom. Strengthen them and be with them each and every minute, dear Lord. We thank you so much. Father God, we also lift up Brother Eli and his mom, Rose. We pray for all of his friends at the DACO program, Lord. Brother Javel, Brother Jahari, Brother Anthony Freeman, who's praying for all of his friends. Sister Sabrina, continue to bless them. Bless his mom, Rose. Watch over them, Lord. Keep them protected, Heavenly Father. Be their rock and their fortress and their strong tower, Heavenly Father. We ask that you walk with them along life's narrow ways and strengthen them. Whatever they stand in need of, please provide for them, Lord. We also lift up Sister Leola and her family. Continue to bless her and her family. Bless Brother Ray and bless Sister Nicole. Continue to bless her and her classroom, Heavenly Father. We ask that you cover them under the blood of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, may you wash them as white as snow. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father. You know what they stand in need of, Heavenly Father, so please be with them, Heavenly Father. Walk with them, dear Lord, and talk with them. They need you, Father God. We claim and declare Revelation 21:4 for her. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning nor outcry nor pain be anymore. The former things have passed away. So please be with her, Father God. We thank you again for all that you are doing for this precious family. Be the God of comfort that you are, that only you can heal a broken heart. So, Father God, we thank you. We love you. We trust in you. We lift up the speaker tonight. Continue to be with him, Heavenly Father, and strengthen him. Give him the words to speak. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and discernment. Let the Holy Spirit be his teacher and his guide tonight in Jesus' name. Father God, we lift up Sister Barnaby. As was mentioned, continue to strengthen her and her precious family in Jamaica. We also lift up Sister Continelli and all of her family members. Bless them, Heavenly Father. Draw them closer to you in these last days. Bless each and every one of us tonight. Sister Brenda, Brother John, bless their family members. Strengthen them, dear Lord. Be with them. Provide their every need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you again. I lift up my family as well. You know everything about them. Continue to be with them, Heavenly Father, and help them, dear Lord, to see the need for you in these last days. We thank you again for this precious prayer line. May we continue, dear Lord, to be with you. Thanking you again. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for prayer. And my dear beloved, I will do another prayer. And then the next voice you will hear is the speaker. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, you have heard the cry from your daughter, dear Father, Sister Tamika, and also Brother Eli, presenting all these requests to you, Lord, in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We also had to that request, dear Father, dear family, Brother Sister Ripley, who have passed, dear Father. We ask you to comfort the family members at this time as they will be putting down, Lord, or their loved ones, Lord, once more, and allow them, dear Father God, that they will look to you for guidance and also for comfort. We just want to give you thanks, and we thank you for this prayer line. Again, as you have listened to these requests, we know where you are in the most holy sanctuary, interceding on our behalf with the judgment book open, because it's judgment time, and you are asking each one of us, Lord, to have your character of righteousness so that we will enter eternal life with you when you shall come, Lord. So we just ask you tonight to pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us, each heart, and allow us to be refreshed. Father, and again, we present the speaker to you, Lord. The speaker under the foot of the cross, and allow your speaker, dear Father, will present your truth as you told us that you love to hear when your children settle in truth. So we just want to thank you. We want to praise you, and we bring honor and glory to your wonderful name. Thank you again for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved on this line, we want to welcome you again, all those who are joined. and also our new brothers and sisters, my brother Mike, we welcome you. And now is the time that we will be focusing to listen to the word from heaven. We ask you please to get your notepad and your King James Version and the Minister of Healing book ready, prepare to take some notes. So the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie 240-988. Your line is open.
Good night, beloved.
Good night.
How are you doing? It is a pleasure to be here with you all. Sister Paul, you had opened my line, but in the event of you opening it, you actually closed it. So when you were asking me to say something, the line was actually muted. And so
that
was the reason why you did not hear from me. But I thank God I had some stuff that I wanted to share about the awesome health natural remedies that we are able to use. I have been doing my clove tea. I've been really aggressive. If you have heard me last week, I was unable to speak because I had no voice. And so I went aggressively. I was doing cloves and lemongrass, fevergrass, and elderberry, and I was just doing everything, right? The garlic and the ginger, as I've heard you all spoke about. I've done the anise, and God is really good. I've been having my pineapple, and I heard Sister Leola talked about the blueberry. I had blended the blackberries and made, that's all I was eating, right? And I was drinking my turmeric lentil soup. That's all I was absorbing in my body. And I thank God that I'm able to speak. Bless God. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just give you praise. We give you thanksgiving because we know that you're a healing God. We know that what the enemy has meant for bad, Heavenly Father, you have turned it around for your people for good. And so though I was not the one to speak, I thank you, God, that you allow the ram in the thicket, Richardson, Lord, to come in and to speak on your behalf to your people. And so I ask you, Lord, that for each and every person that is on this line, we thank you, God, for sending a new beloved on this line, Brother Mike. And we know he has a lot to share. We have heard him talk about, you know, the medication and the different entities and how they are, the purpose that they are there for, right, is to allow us to become addicted to many of the quote-unquote drugs that they claim is out there to heal us. However, it causes side effects and it causes other ailments in other different ways, Heavenly Father. And so we pray that for each and every person that is on this line, they will come and they will consult you first as you lead them to the right doctor, because we also know that you have given individual wisdom to be doctors, amen? And so we pray, amen, Lord, that you will give us your direction, Lord. You will allow us, Lord, to come to you first, to surrender ourselves to you, Lord, so that you can show us where we have erred, where we ourselves have caused injury to our bodies. I pray that you will remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Lord. I pray that you will forgive me of anything that I have done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, and I pray that your spirit will rain down today. You will touch my lips with coal so that the message is coming directly from you, and each and every person will leave here today changed, not just hear of the word, but doer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen.
Amen. So it is a blessing right now as I'm talking to you. I have my warm tea, elderberry mixed with fevergrass. We call it fevergrass. You all might call it lemongrass. I have clove in it. And I have, what else? I have elderberry. I have lemon in it. When you see it, it is a dark red, like that dark red, you know? And so it is soothing my throat, and it is helping me. One of the famous thing that I've done, too, is the hydrotherapy. And I was able to, I visited my doctor last Monday, and
he was amazed, right? He was like, oh, my goodness, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because he was like, you're going, you're getting by, and you're looking good, and you're feeling good. And, you know, he said, you just look great. And I told him, bless God. And he says, you're doing this all naturally. Yes. So I use ashwagandha. I use, what is the one I'm using? I use my black seed, and I use my curcumin, and I'm using my turmeric, my garlic. These are things that I'm using so that I don't have to take the medication that they have prescribed for me. Amen. And so though they're saying that my blood work is saying A, B, C, D, E, and F, my God is saying that, listen, if you trust me, if you abide in me, if you seek me, if you follow my counsel, I will carry you through. Amen. And so I thank God for that as well. And also for your prayer, because we know that there's privilege in prayer. Amen. And so when he gave me all of those things, and, you know, I do go through, I go natural. So I have a masseuse. I have a chiropractor. I have an oncologist, hematologist, looks at my blood. I have a homeopathologist doctor that does integrative doctor. I have a regular doctor. I have an allergist. And so, you know, I go to them so that, you know, I have my insurance. It pays for these things. So I go to them so that I can see, let me see what you're seeing in the blood work. What is it you're saying? And then I come after they tell me whatever. I research it. I pray. I research it. Ask God to lead me into what natural remedies I'm able to utilize so that I can get resolved in whatever issues that I'm going through. Because we know that the life is in the blood. Amen. And when the blood is pure, right, when our body is alkaline, I've done to my pineapple, that was something that I increased as well over this last couple of years, and just the fact that as I wasn't feeling 100% as well. And so I thank God for that. I am going to take the liberty, Sister Paul. I know I have a couple more minutes before, and I'm going to go into the message that God has for us today. But however, I want to take a liberty. I told you all, if you are new to this line or who have never heard it before, I was placed with 24 awesome children. I'm a classroom teacher. And what the enemy has prescribed, right, he had created this intention so that all of these kids are deemed problematic, all of these kids are deemed struggling children for the most part. And he put them together and placed me in front of them and say, now you go ahead, and they should be giving you all kind of headaches and all kind of schism and strife. But I'm telling you, God is so great. He's so awesome. Children, when we trust him, when we abide in him, when we have faith in him, when we seek him, when we surrender to him, he will allow our enemy to become our footstool. Amen. And so those kids are amazing me every day. They are just like, little sponge, which I know, because the brain is like a sponge. That's why we are counsel that we have to guard our mind, whatever we're putting in, whatever we're watching, whatever we're listening to. We have to make sure we guard those things because our mind absorbs, our ears absorb those things. And so they absorb the things that I'm saying. They absorb the way how I dress. They absorb the way how I eat. I go into the classroom as this is Health Thursday, and I'm eating my grapefruit in front of them. They're like, what is that? And I was like, grapefruit. And they were like, I've never had a grapefruit before. And I was like, well, you need to tell your parents that they need to buy you some grapefruit. And we talk about seeds, right? And I say to them, a fruit must have what? And we talk about the characteristics of fruit. And I said, well, if you're eating any kind of fruit that doesn't have any seed, nah, is it a fruit? And they were like, no, it can't be a fruit because it needs to have seed. And so what I'm doing is I'm planting the seed because we know there are many fruits, quote unquote, that they're saying is fruit, but it doesn't have any seed. Watermelon, we have seedless oranges, and we have seedless lime. I haven't used a lime in a while since I've left Jamaica back in August because these limes don't have any seeds, right? And so my oranges, if that, I mean, I'm peeling them and I don't see any seeds in them, they go in the trash can. Amen. And so we want to be mindful. We have gotten so comfortable. I've heard people say, oh, yeah, I prefer the watermelon without seed because it is less hassle. I don't have to spit seeds out. What in the world? And do you know that watermelon seed has great properties? Have you ever thought about that? Watermelon seed has great property. And I'm going to tell you some of the benefits really quickly of watermelon seed. Now, let me grab it really quickly. Of the benefits of watermelon seed. All right. So according to the Healthline, the medical Healthline, it says that watermelon is very rich in magnesium. All right. And so it's going to play a key role in our energy and our nerve function. It is going to help with our DNA and synthesis, that's the word. I can say it out loud. Which is going to help our blood pressure. Amen. It contains very high amount of folate, which can help your risk for cancer and depression. So watermelon seed, at first we were hearing that, you know, okay, watermelon seed is great. Amen. And not only the seed, but you know that rind that we were told, oh, when we were younger, don't eat it. It's going to bind us up. It's going to impact us. That's where all of the nutrients and the vitamins are. And my daughter used to eat it all the way down. I mean, she would scrape it off. I was like, what's wrong with this girl? But she was smart because that is where most of the high benefits of the nutrients and the vitamins are nestled in that white rind right there. And so those are some of the benefits of the watermelon seed. Amen and amen. So my kids, you know, they when I'm teaching them and just sharing different things, they're making all of these connections, and I can't get enough of them, right? And so we had a performance yesterday where they were, you know, in Black history, you know, focusing on all of the Black, famous Black individuals that had contributed to this country. And so they were highlighting some of them, and they asked me, you know, we were listening to this song about, hey, it was, and this poem is entitled Hey Black Child, and they were listening to it, and they actually said to me, oh, we want to perform that. They asked me on Monday, and I was like, do y'all know it? I gave those children the words on Tuesday. Did you know those kids came back on Wednesday? And they knew all the words. It's a poem, and it has about 4 to 5 stanzas. And they were adamant and determined that they were going to learn it and say it without the paper. And the parents came in, some of the parents came in today, and they were telling me, oh, my goodness. No, yesterday, one of the grandmother came in yesterday, and she was like, oh, my goodness. I said, you know, they did such a great job. And, you know, they impressed me, and it takes a lot to impress me. And she was like, you know, well, it's a testament to what you're doing in the class. I said, no, it's not me. I said, bless God. All honor and glory go to God, right? Because I cannot do anything within my own strength. And so I thank God for what he has done and what he's using me to do, as this is my ministry, as I have a responsibility, right? And I play Christian song in the classroom. My kids are singing songs, Christian song in Swahili. And the words come up, and they're reading it, you know. But I know that had it not been for God, I would not be able to get the results that I'm getting, and I would not be able to maneuver. And so I'm going to ask you, as you're praying, I meet with my principal tomorrow, as I'm having some formal observation coming up next week, and I have some things that I need to upload with my program. That has been going good. I have, you know, a task to upload with that. And then I also have a lesson plan that I need to upload by tonight. So I'm praying that God will give me the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, exactly what to write, exactly what to do as well. And I thank you so much for praying on my behalf. And I am blessed. We're elated that we are joined with someone that is new. He might have been on the line before, but we have never heard his voice. And so we welcome you, Brother Mike. It is a blessing to have you on this line, the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday, and we pray that you will not be a stranger. We were blessed with all the things that you've shared with us, and we'll definitely give you the opportunity at the end, couple minutes, for you to share if you're still with us. We want to hear some of the things that you have, you know, for us. Amen? And amen. So I'm going to dive into the Ministry of Healing, which is written by Sister Ellen G. White. And I'm going to go to chapter 43 in my book. It says 503, and it's a higher experience. Do you want to get a higher experience with God? He wants us to come up higher. Amen? He wants us to come up higher. He wants us to prove it in everything that we do. This thing is bitter that I'm drinking, but I know that God is good. I'm going to tell you what else, too. I add to myself. I add fenugreek, the fenugreek seed. I add that, and I've been doing hydrotherapy, hot, cold, a cycle of 8 to 9. And that has been giving me some results. I bless God for that. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will be with us. Continue, Lord, to linger and tabernacle with us, Heavenly Father. Give us your spirit, Lord. Give us your strength so that our eyes will be fixated on you. Our ears will be pressed to hear your words tonight. We pray and bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So amen. It says, a higher experience. Abide in me and I in you. So I'm going to read a little portion of this, and I'm going to just go through back and forth in this chapter as the Holy Spirit has led me here tonight. And you might have heard it before, but it says that repetition deepens the impression of the soul. Amen? So it says, we need constantly a fresh revelation with Christ, a daily experience that harmonizes with his teachings. What is it we need? We need constantly a fresh revelation of Christ, a daily experience that harmonizes with his teachings. High and holy attainments are within our reach. Continual progress in knowledge and virtue is God's purpose for us. What is God's purpose for us? Continual progress in knowledge and virtue is God's process, purpose for us. Amen? His law is the echo of his own voice. I think Brother Richardson pointed that out last week. And then I think the elder in the church service, that's two witness, pointed that out as well in his sermon last week. And it talked about that Christ did not come to change the law, right? Mm-hmm. Christ came to fulfill the laws. Mm-hmm. And I think he pointed out that it was the ceremonial laws that were nailed to the cross, right? But the Ten Commandments is still binding. Amen. Right?
Amen.
And I think he talks on that last week. And the elder at my church, that was one of the things that he was highlighting as well. Right? And so it says, his law is the echo of his own voice. Are you allowing that to sink in? His law is the echo of his own voice. Giving to all the invitation. Listen to the invitation. Come up higher. Be holy. Holier still. Every day we may advance in perfection of Christian character. So I want you to get your writing utensils. I want you to get your notebook, and I want you to write down any scripture that comes to your mind as you're hearing these words. What comes to your mind? How is this connect with health? Does Christ want us to be perfect like him? Many times we hear the debate where people are saying, oh, yeah, oh, we're not perfect. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Though that is true, did Christ now say that we can become perfect like him?
Yes. Yes.
Through him? Through him? And if it was an impossible feat, he would not have given us that command or that counsel. Amen? Do you want to be perfect like Christ? I absolutely want to be perfect like Christ. But I know that I cannot do it within my own strength because I am indeed a fallen, sin-sick being. I'm a heathen. I'm a Gentile. Okay? I'm like Paul. What does Paul say? The things I'm supposed to do, I don't do. But the things I'm not supposed to do, I'm inclined to do that, right? And so my prayer is that we will ask God to take our hearts, surrender it to him so that he can shape it. He can give us that blood transfusion so that we will have the aspire, we will have the aspiration, we will have the desire, we will have that burning sensation to become more like him. We pray that God will empty us of herself so that he in turn can fill us with his Holy Spirit. Amen. So it says, those who are engaged in service for the master need an experience much higher, deeper, broader than many have yet thought of. Many who are already members of God's great family, know little of what it means to behold his glory and to be changed from glory to glory. Every time I read these words again, it is like I've never read it before. I get some new inspiration from it. Amen. I don't know if you have that experience, but every time I read this, you know, there's a text and a song. It says, "Every day with Jesus is what? Sweeter than the day before." Every time I come in contact with these words, it is sweeter than the last time I read it. Amen. And that can only be because of God. Amen. And so we continue. It says, many have a twilight perception of Christ's excellence, and their hearts thrill with joy. They long for a fuller, deeper sense of the Savior's love. Let these cherish every desire of the soul after God. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked. I want you to listen to this. The Holy Spirit works with those who will be worked. Listen even keener. Mold those who will be molded. Fashion those who will be fashioned. So there's a cooperation going on there. Is that correct, beloved? If you are not willing to allow God to mold you, to work you, to work with you, to fashion you like that clay, right? Will he do it? Nope. He will not force himself upon you. He will not. If you do not allow him to do the things, to fashion you, to work in you, to mold you, to put you through the fire, if you're not willing for him to do it, he will not do it. You have a choice. That's why he says, choose who today, who you're going to serve. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve Christ? Are you going to serve God the Father? Are you going to be obedient to the direction of the Holy Spirit? Are you going to serve man? Are you going to serve the devil? Can't serve two. Amen? Cannot serve two masters. Because we're going to what? Love one and hate the other. Amen? We continue. It says, give yourself the culture of spiritual thoughts and holy comings. Communion. You have seen but the first rays of the early dawn of his glory. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that the path of the righteousness is the light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 14, verse 18, Revised Version. Margin. The joy of the Lord. Does God want you to have joy? Does he want you to have joy, or his purpose is to make sure that life is hard for you? God wants you to have joy and peace and love, right? But he allows the trials and the tribulation to come our way. Why? so that we will be fitted. We will be ready. We will get the test so that we're able to stand and present the testimony to others. Amen? The joy of the Lord. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, said Christ, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. John 15, verse 11. What does this have to do with health? A merry heart doeth good like a what? Medicine. Right? And a broken spirit dry up the bone. Mm-hmm. If your bone is dry up, you're sick. Right? If your bone is dry up, if your heart is hard and you're worrying and you're what is the word? You have grief within your heart continuously. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You're angry. You're bitter. Mm-hmm. You have no joy within.
Mm-hmm.
You are creating sickness on your body, in your body. So let's remember that text. A merry heart doeth good like a what? A medicine. And a broken spirit dry up the bone. Are we saying that emotions are not okay? They're absolutely okay. Christ himself went through emotion, but what he did not do is he did not take it into the next day. He surrendered it to his Father. He said, take this cup away from me. He said, God, give me the strength. He did not continually take it on to the next day, bring it when the sun set. It was it. Anger, that impacts your health. Not getting enough sleep impacts your health. The eight doctors that makes house call, not utilizing all of them accordingly, will make you sick. Not reading your Bible, not having regular devotion time with God will allow you not to grow spiritually as well as physically. Amen? All right, so we continue. It says, ever before him, Christ saw the results of his mission, his earthly life so full of toil and self-sacrifice, was cheered by the thought that he would not have all this travail for naught. Self-sacrifice. How many of us self-sacrifice? Or it's always about us. Amen? It says, by giving his life for the life of men, he would restore in humanity the image of God. For by giving his life for the life of men, he would restore in humanity the image of God. He would lift us from the dust, reshape the character after the pattern of his own character. Did we not talk about it? We can be perfect like him. He would lift us up from the dust, reshape the character after the pattern of his own character, and make it beautiful with his own glory. Christ saw of the travail of his soul and was satisfied. He viewed the expanse of eternity and saw the happiness of those who through his humiliation should receive pardon and everlasting life. He was wounded for their transgressions, bruised for their iniquity. The chastisement of their peace was upon him, and with his stripes they were healed. He heard the thought of the redeemed. He heard the ransomed one singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Although the baptism of blood must first be received, although the sins of the world were to weigh upon his innocent soul, although the shadow of an unspeakable woe was upon him, yet for the joy that was set before him, he chose to endure the cross and despise the shame. How many of us have purpose in our heart that we will carry the cross? We will bear the cross. We will carry through the storms and through the trial. We will not bow down to the devil, but we will hold our head up high looking for when's their help coming from? To the Heavenly Father up above. How many of us have decided and purpose in our heart that that's the way we're going to go? I was at school today, and one of the lady was talking about she was doing a Daniel fast, and she was like, I want you to pray for me because I just started, and oh, my goodness, I feel so this, and I feel so weak, and it was a lot of just, you know, a lot of complaining stuff, and I said, it's already done. I said, God has granted you the power. You have to now believe it. You have to believe that you can do this Daniel fast in the name of Jesus. So I gave her some quick pointers. I said, you know, it's all about preparation, right? Praying and seeking God constantly. I said, but you need to get your fruits, get your vegetables, right? So you're able to partake in these things and so that they'll be able to fill you up and hold you through, right? She's doing a lot of raw. How many of us, you know, we say that we believe in the help mess, still struggling with that meat and that cheese? That milk, right? How many of us are experiencing that? But we can take it to God, and with and in his due time, he will remove that taste from our mouth. Amen and amen. So we continue. It says, I'm going to read this last part again. It says, yet for joy that was set before him, he chose to endure the cross and despise the shame. This joy, all his followers are to share. However, great and glorious hereafter, our reward is not all to be reserved for the time of final deliverance. Even here, we are by faith to enter into the Savior's joy. Like Moses, we are to endure as seeing the invisible. Now the church is militant. Now we are confronted with a world in darkness, almost wholly given over to idolatry. So this militant, you know, it says, you know, where church is going to be the militant and as well as triumphant, right? And what is the stage we're in? The church is in the militant state. The war, the conflict. Right? Even amongst each other. Amen? Right? But we're going to be, God's people are going to be Christ triumphant. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Right? So we continue. Moving on. Let me switch my page. All right? So it says here, there were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. But one was out of the hills away, far, far from the gates of gold, away on the mountain, wide and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, you, beloved, put your name in that one. Brother Mike, Sister Angelisa, Sister Leola, Sister Barnaby, Sister Consinelli, Brother Eli, Brother John, Brother Ray, Brother Rick. Put your name in that one. Christ would have died just for you alone, Brother Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Christ would have died for me just alone, as hard-headed as I am. Sister Tymiko, Christ would have died just for you alone. How powerful is that? It says, Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, one of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransom ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through earth. He found his, here he found a sheep that was lost. Far out in the desert, he heard its cry, fainting and helpless and ready to die. So individuals might be going through struggles with their children, with family members, but know that once we are in constant prayer, God hears us, and he will answer accordingly. And know if we're praying for our loved ones to be saved, that is in God's will. So God is going to do what he needs to do. Amen?
Amen.
Once we are faithful, God is faithful to his children. Amen? Right? So it says, but none of the ransom ever knew, I'm rereading, how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. For out in the desert he heard its cry, fainting and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are these blood drops all the way that marked out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray. Ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, why are their hands so rent and torn? They were pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountain, thunder riven, and up from the rocky sea, there rose a cry to the gate of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels sang around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Elizabeth C. Clayfane. All right. So I'm going to segue from here, and I'm going to dive in. I'm still in a higher experience, but I'm going to move to the privilege of prayer. And I'm going to close with that tonight, the privilege of prayer. It says, we too must have time set apart for meditation and prayer and for receiving spiritual refreshing. We do not value the power and effect and efficacy of power as we should. That's what I was telling the young lady today at work. I said, you know, we have life and death in our tongue. There's a privilege to prayer and to praying. God has given us power to walk on scorpions. God has given us power to cast the mountains in the ocean. There is a privilege in prayer. We have a direct connection to our Heavenly Father when we pray. Amen? And so it says here, we do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. Let me read that again for the people way in the back who did not hear me. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. So if it's healing you're looking for, pray in faith. If it's bringing family members back together, prayer in faith. Comfort, prayer in faith. Monetary blessing, prayer in faith. Job, prayer in faith. Strife, prayer in faith. Peace, joy, understanding. Well, let me hear it in the back. Prayer in faith. Amen. It says, prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom in all respects placed in the same position twice. We continually have, I love this. We are seldom, that word seldom means rare, less likely. We're seldom in all respects placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through. where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide, we must have the continual light that comes from God, is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. You got to listen to hear God speak to you. Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. On the night of the agony in Gethsemane, the sleeping disciples heard not the voice of Jesus. They heard a dim sense of the angels present, but lost the power and glory of the scene. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, they failed of receiving the evidence that would have strengthened their souls for the terrible scenes before them. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, sleeping, they failed of receiving the evidence that would have strengthened their souls for the terrible scenes before them. Christ does not want us to be unprepared. He prepared us for what is to come. Many times we're not seeing it. Many times we missed it like his disciples did. Thus today, the very men who most need divine intervention, instruction, often fail of because they do not place themselves in communion with heaven. I'm going to read it again. Thus today, the very men who most need divine instruction often fail of receiving it because they do not place themselves in communion with heaven. The temptation, this is the last paragraph I'm going to read, and then I will close out for tonight. It says, the temptation to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. Dangers beset every path. Those who are seeking to rescue others from vice and ruin are especially exposed to temptation. In constant contact with evil, they need a stronghold upon God, lest they themselves be corrupted. Short and decisive are the steps that lead men down from high and holy ground to a low level. In a moment, decision may be made that fix one's condition forever. One failure to overcome leaves the soul unguarded, beloved. One failure to overcome leaves the soul unguarded. One evil habit, if not resisted, will strengthen into chains of steel, binding the whole man. Sister Powell, I'm going to end here tonight. I pray that each and every person that we're here to hear, I pray that you were blessed. I pray your heart were stirred and stirred so that you will be able to see yourself and the need for God within your life. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're thankful, Lord, for the message that you have. We're thankful, Lord, that you're a God that opened your arms up to us even when we fail. You welcome us back. But ultimately, we have to make that choice to want to follow you. Lord, even with the 99, when one of your children are outside of your fold, it is your desire to go and seek that child, that sheep. But, Lord, you will not force yourself upon us. And so I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for the fact that you want us to be healthy. You want us to be strong. You want us to prosper and be in good health. Heavenly Father, you want us to walk in the truth. You want to give us the power so that we can stand for what is to come. And so I pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on us today. You will give us revival and reformation. As we depart from here, Lord, we ask you, Lord, not to depart from us, but you will allow the words that came from you, Lord, to be embedded within our hearts and our minds so that we can seek perfection through you. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Bring us back tomorrow, Lord, as it will be Sabbath Vesper. We pray, Lord, that you will allow us, Lord, to become more like you. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. For each one of us need a higher experience with God. And as we listen to God's truth, we are expecting every one of us on this line, right, to step forward and to share what we have heard tonight to others out there who are seeking. Just as the word said to us, my dear beloved, that if we have 99 sheep out there, of 100 sheep, and when we go to look for that 100, we find 99, we have to go out and look for the one to make the 100. So we have our brothers and sisters out there who are wandering out there in the wilderness. This is our duty with the help of the Lord for us to present, to go and find, seek them for them, find them, and also present the word. So we will give you just a little minute, each a minute to, you know, discuss, comment, or something that you didn't understand on reading this reading of that chapter, Higher Experience, that you can press one, take yourself off and press one, and you can really ask a question or comment to Sister Stephanie, and you will be able to be served. Thank you. You can just press okay. All right. I saw a line hand. 843-206. Your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Paula. I love the higher experience. And as Sister Stephanie said, even though we read this before, it feels like we're reading this all over for the first time, because there's so many important points in the Ministry of Healing. And this one that was brought to my attention, taken from Proverbs 4:18, where it says, as you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that the path of the righteous is as the light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And these things I have spoken unto you, said Christ, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be filled. John 16:11. So these are some very powerful scriptures, and I pray that we take them into heart and that we go over this as we read, if we go back over it and meditate on God's word. It'll help us to draw closer to God in these last days. I thank you so much for sharing this with us again. God bless you, and I love you all from the heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, Sister Stephanie. I don't know if 204.
Amen, amen. Sister Paul, what is it you want me to do?
No, it says she was sharing.
She didn't have, I didn't hear a question. I heard her.
Okay.
She gave some feedback and commentary. So
okay, all right, thank you. Okay, thanks. Yes, my dear beloved, is there anyone else for feedback or some comment on the lesson? All I know I got from it that when she was reading the privilege of prayer, stated we too must have time set apart for meditation and prayer, right? And we cannot do nothing without prayer and faith, right? There are times that we are in a group and, you know, we may be praying and praying and praying, praying, and then all of a sudden, you know, we just wander away, stop just. But the Lord said, you know, if it's even one or two, it's good for us to come together and, you know, continue to pray and organize for family member comfort, for anything that we need, that we can ask the Lord. So, my dear beloved, I encourage myself and each one of us on the line to continue, right,
in prayer, because without prayer we cannot do anything. So I just want to thank everyone tonight for joining, and also, you know, tomorrow night will be Sabbath evening. We are asking you to join the line and also share the number with your brothers and sisters so that we will be able to come together on the Sabbath and to discuss and to listen to God's word. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined, and have a good night, and we will just go end out again with prayer. Father, we just want to thank you this evening, Lord. Thank you for the sweet fellowship that you have given unto us in your word. I experience with you, Lord. We are asking you tonight for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, dear Lord. We are asking you that we will be able to stand in this trying time, this time that everyone on this earth actually is running to and fro. But we just want to thank you for your truth. We thank you for your light. We thank you for joy. And we also thank you for happiness. So we ask you, Lord, as we enter into this rest tonight, Lord, we ask you to send your guardian angels to watch over each one of us. We want to thank you for visiting friends who came on, my brother Mike. Continue to keep, guide, and to protect, and to allow, Lord Jesus, that we will also prepare ourselves ready for that eternal rest with you when you shall come. Come for us, Lord. Thank you for hearing, answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome. Good night again, my dear beloved. I'm welcoming my brother and sister, like I don't want to leave the line. So we ask you to have a blessed night tonight, myself and Sister Angelique, who is here with us, Lord. So we just want to give God all the praise that due to him. So we will just close with some of my favorite, leading me to Calvary.